Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2.
Awesome.
Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say,
he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God is.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm
broken.
Good morning. Our God is awesome. It is His peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank God again for this day. Thank God for what He has started of us and starting another week. Starting another week of giving Him praise. Because some of us know that they truly wouldn't know yesterday. It was so good that we did. That He allowed us to be here today. So we just want to thank Him and magnify Him. I'll tell you, He's been really good. He's been better than us than we've been to ourselves, Reverend. If it had not been for God who strengthened us in such a time like this. I've been around a little while and found out in my short time being there that we got to lift His name up. We got to thank Him. Mm-hmm. Thank Him. Because, you know, days like this shows you the real strength of the saints. You know, it shows you who in, who is not out. And we find out that a lot of people say lip service, but we know what God wants. He wants the man's heart. He deals with man's heart. And I just want to say this with love, that God loves us so much that He tolerates some of the things we do. Help me, Holy Spirit. He tolerates. He you know, it causes Him to wave His hand sometimes. But I don't know about you. It's going to be a time the man ain't going to have this excuse no more. We got to get in top of this thing and start serving the Lord. You know, we give God, we don't do God like He does us. He loves us in spite of anything we have done. You know, and I just thank Him for His gift that He gave us through His Son. The things He went through for us to have this opportunity to try to do this, not just Monday through Friday, but 7 days a week. We love Him so much that we take time out to come out and reason in His Word, sit up, praise. The songwriter said He's awesome. He's a healer. And watch this here. He's wanting to heal right now. It don't even have to be a physical healing. Because I find out sometimes Tylenol can't help this healing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I find out sometimes when you're doing this journey, you need to be encouraged. Sometimes you just want to sit back and just let God just have His way. Sometimes you just be riding down the road and slap in a little music and just let the music minister to you. You know, to get away from the curves of the world and just you and God. That's what we are today. So we want to thank God for this Holy Spirit. We want to thank Him for His peace. We want to thank Him for Him being God all by Himself. Because He's been so good to us. He's been better than we've been to ourselves. I want to say this here with love. So I always put this out there because some people think that because we do this like we do it, we scholars, man. We're not for that. We just love God. We love expressing God, and we do have a call on our life. Folks don't like to hear that, but we do have a call on our life. We the only one somebody don't like it because they struggle with the inner man. But we do have a call on our life, and it's put here to do what we do. That's why we do it. We do it because we love God, and we love what God has for us at the end of this day, and it's salvation, being with Him. So thank Him, man. Good morning again, Rev, and good morning to everyone. We thank God for this beautiful day. We thank Him for His precious Holy Ghost. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come so humble to You, Lord. Thanking You, Lord, for Your sweet, amazing grace, Lord. But Lord, it was surely with you who woke us up early this morning, started us on our way, Lord. Lord, we didn't. Some of us didn't wake up with foolishness, Lord. Some of us wake up and said, I just want to get closer to you, Lord. Some of them just woke up, Lord, to say, Lord, have your way in our life, Lord. Lord, some come up and say, Lord, forgive me for all the sins we have done, known and unknown. Lord, wherever they at right now, Lord, we just ask you to touch your people hard, Lord, knowing there's a heaven to gain and a hell to lose. So move in our life, Lord, as we move through the word, Lord, as we craftily try our best to express your love through the word, Lord. Touch your people hard, Lord, in their ears to hear your word, Lord. Let them know that we are coming to a point of our life that it takes prayer. So, Lord, we come in with prayer and supplication for the sick and the shut in. We come in prayer, Father God, the one has a grieving heart right now, Lord, that they go and do one of their loved ones that went on, Lord, or even maybe still thinking about one. Lord, get strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit move, Lord, because we found out, Father God, that a family that prays together, they stay together. So, Lord, have thy own way, Lord. We love you, Lord. Lord, we go reading in your word in Mark. We ask you, Father God, reveal something to the people's ears, something new, Lord, that they never heard before, Lord. Reach down in the treasure of your mystery and speak to us, Lord. Let the Holy Ghost move, Lord. Not in longevity, but in your speed of understanding, Lord. So we move out of the way, Lord, and let you have your way, Lord. As we decrease, we ask for you to increase. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're still in the book of Mark, and we're still in the book of Mark. Mark 6:14. And the king Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he said to that John the Baptist was risen from the dead. And therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Others said that this means Elijah, Elisha. And others said that it is a prophet. Or one said the prophet. But when I look at this scripture and I start thinking about Herod, Herod is not the same man from the beginning when Jesus wasn't even conceived yet. They were looking for a Messiah. Then when he was conceived and then he came and was birthed, he wanted to kill him. He wanted to seek to kill him because he seen that his fame was for the flame was to go out. But this time here, this hero here, it was looking for, he heard about all this rumpin that someone was healing. Someone was delivering somebody. Someone set somebody free. Fame went out. They wanted to know, was it John the Baptist? And he wanted to know, is this Elijah? And we read in the book that before Jesus comes, see, they know the book. They've been around it. They read the book. The Malachi says as well, if you don't mind, you can put this in your margin. You don't have to come with me. It's in Malachi, and God was speaking after 400 years of not saying nothing to the people. Okay, this last time, and he told the people how he's going to do this, and he done it. He said it's going to be, and I love that part because when you can hold God for his word, you know, when you can lean back and just hold him on his word. But God is a just God. He reigns on the just and unjust alike. And I thank him for the scripture, how he gave it to us, because he said in Malachi 4, for behold, the day come that shall burn as an oven, and all pride and ye and all that are wicked shall be stumbled. And days that come shall burn them up, said the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branches. But look at it. But unto you that fear my name, said the Son of Righteousness, arise and heal in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up a calf of a stalk. And you shall tread down wicked, for they shall be as ash under the soles of his feet in the days of I shall do this, said the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto the Herod. For look at this, for all Israel with the statute of judgment. Behold, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great dreadful day of the Lord. And he should turn the hearts of the father of children and the hearts of the children to the father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And they knew this.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Spirit. They knew him. That's, they knew, Herod knew all of this. That's why they were trying to find out who was this man. Who is this? Is he going to be the Messiah? Help me, Holy Spirit. And they knew the record. They knew Moses' law. That's why they understand, Malachi. He said the day when Elijah come back, this is the day that the Messiah should be walking this earth. And we know that it came true because John the Baptist baptized him. And John the Baptist was one of the ones, the record said, the spirit of Elijah. You know, and he prepared a way. He prepared a way for Jesus to get here. And I love this lesson because Herod really liked John. Matter of fact, he loved John. If you just keep reading and you study, you'll find out that Herod was a person who had to some kind of belief in him. I'm gonna read the lesson. You'll see what I'm talking about. He had to have some kind of belief in him because he was disturbed because he had to do something. But watch the record, I reflect. It says, but when Herod heard thereof, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. And Herod himself has sent forth and laid hold upon John and bound him in prison at the Herod and shake up his brother Philip's wife, for he was married her. You know, this, and you see how this went. Committed the adultery, how it just went just quickly, how much sin this man had. They wanted to accuse the brother, but look what it is. They took the brother and bound him up and put him in prison because of a false accusation. You know, I don't know about you. You know, a lot of folks could be with you one day and against you the next day. Help me, Holy Spirit, that you're going to see as they get this message, Herod get this message, he's going to find out that he was tricked, but he had to do what he said he was going to do. But he looked and seen and heard, so he went and grabbed John because he wanted to know what was going on and what is all this uproar going to be. Prior to this, again, remember we heard, one scripture showed them that he was teaching in the synagogue. You know, it was a time when they was preaching in the synagogue at this time, they was preaching and teaching, but they didn't know how to get the real spirit to come in the room. Help me, Holy Spirit. When Jesus came, when he was teaching, he got their attention because they never heard nothing on this altar before about somebody talking about spiritual things, talking about what the world gonna happen and how he predicted his death. They ain't never heard nothing like this. And they looking at him, and they look at him as what? As a carpenter's son. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And he's standing there. And they hearing this. And hear of so offended, he went and grabbed John. He thought John was the predator doing this at the time. So he grabbed him and put him in jail. Look what he said. For John has said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Here we go. And therefore, Herod has quarreled against him and would have killed him. And look what he said, but she could not. And he stood up there and took his brother's wife and went and laid with her and married her. And John spoke against this. And know that was you can't go to the king and speak against what he's doing regardless if he's wrong or right. And John was so strong in what he did. He sought to kill him. But look what I like about Herod. Look what he said. For Herod feared John. I like this here. Knowing that he was just man and a holy and observe him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him was glad. That's why I like about how, yeah, he spoke to the king with a strong accusation, but also he never did bend. You know, a lot of us are bend just because we want to make the friends all right with us. We want to pat on the back.
Yeah.
We want to be able to do like this here, man. I really don't want to say that because, man, I won't be no controversy right here. But let me tell you something. When you're doing something for the Lord, when you preach it and teach it for God, you rather have man mad and running at you than God anytime. See, God got this power like this here. Man can harm the flesh, but God can harm the flesh and the spirit. So you got to understand,
right,
if he touches, that there's a thing that you going to wish you never had done. You going to wish you would have came on and didn't worry about what that man going to do to you. Because if he killed you because of Christ, if he assassinates you, your character because of Christ, don't you know that you're going to get a greater reward for that? Because your reward is going to be in heaven. But if you fear the man and say, and turn from God, then what you going to do? He said, he going to ask you, what did you say when you were before man? How did you respond when you were before man? Did you try to get there to please the people, or you try to show the love of God? And every time you do this, it ain't going to always, watch this here, it's not going to always be in your favor sometimes. Sometimes you're going to see that it's going to be challenging sometimes. Oh, help me, okay.
Yeah.
But what he did, Hira feared him because he knew he was holy. Oh, I love that part. He feared him because he observed this man. He had heard this man and seen, and the people talked about this man, how he what he did for the Lord. And he feared him. But then he heard of him, and he was glad. That's why I said, you hear how this verse 20 is putting it right here. But it's going to change in a minute. And when he had convinced him, the day was come, that Hira on his birthday, watch this here, made a supper to his Lord. And his captains and his chief estate of Galilee, and when the daughter of the daughter of Herod came into the dance and pleased Herod, them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, he said, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it to thee. Now watch this here now, and he swore unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it to thee, and unto the half of my kingdom. And she went forth, help me, Holy Spirit, and said unto her mother, what should I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, he didn't put himself out here now. He didn't put himself. See, one thing about them days back then, the word was born. The word was born. When the king said he would give her anything that she desired, he had to go through with it. But I'm telling you, at that time, he didn't never in his mind but thought she would ask for the head of John the Baptist. The mother was mad at him because of the adultery that he said about. He took on his brother's wife. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about, he looked at the damsel means a young lady. And then when he looked at his daughter, he had to do what she asked. But she asked a tough thing there, because you see what I said in 20, it's going to come to the pass that he looked at John, he liked John. Even though he got him in prison, even though he loved him, he kind of was fearing of John, but he gave his daughter a request that she can have, and he swore by that. And he said, and then you can even have half of my kingdom. You know, I started thinking about it. You can have everything else, but then in this party, he had to show us something. You know, often when they have party, they're drinking. Help me, Holy Spirit. They're drinking. And sometimes an alcohol make you say anything got your mouth. You know, you can have a reckless, and your thoughts can be so foolish, He sit down and said, "You can have anything." He didn't know this woman. Mm-hmm. He didn't know this baby was gonna do as what she asked for. But then she went to her mother again. But one thing I learned about this story is sometimes you can have somebody in your corner. It's not in your corner. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
You can, because if you really in this person's corner, you wouldn't call somebody like this. I don't care what the request he made and what he said he gonna do. No, I can't do that. Now you got anything else? But I'm not gonna be headed to John. Watch this here. Watch this now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me back up. And she went forth and said unto her mother, "What should I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." And straight came, and she came straight in, waiting for the haste unto the king, and said, "I will that thou give me by in the charge of the head of John the Baptist." Oh my God. And the king was what? Exceedingly, was it? Mad.
Yeah,
he was so sorry. He was so sorry. Watch what I did this here. He was so sorry because when you look at something in verse 20 and you come here and someone comes to you like this here with somebody you really kind of like or love, and they're talking about cutting his head off, he got sorrow so bad that he said, "Yet for oak's sake." That's what he said. "And for that sake which is set with him, he would not reject her, because the word was bond." And I don't know about you. He was exceedingly sorrow. And then he got tricked. When I looked at it, and when he did this, he couldn't change back because he couldn't be a liar. He had so much pride. He didn't want to turn back from what he promised his daughter. But I know one thing about when you look at this here, God has a way of working it out. Now John's gonna get beheaded because of his stand, when he stand with Christ. Some of us get beheaded right now. Somebody talking about you as we speak. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we make it the truth because some of the stuff we do are offensive. Sometimes we do things not right. But let me tell you something. You can make it right by apologizing, this, receiving someone but forgiveness. You can make it right by just telling the Lord to change my heart. You know, Lord, create me a new heart. Lord, put me a steadfast spirit in me so I look up to you first for everything. These are things you could do. That king, he could have rejected, but he didn't because he knew that if he wouldn't have did that, no one would respect him anymore. But he had to do it. So immediately the king sent execution and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in the prison. And he brought his head, what was it, in a charge, and gave it to the damsel. And the damsel gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard of him, they came and took his corpse and laid it in the tomb. John died.
Mm-hmm.
John got beheaded. Don't you know some of us Christians gonna get? We don't look at it like this here, but some of us, the point of getting talked about, we might not never ever get beheaded, but some of us, someone just cut you off because of you not following how they've been taught or how they've been ministered to. I told one of the friends, an associate, I told him, I said, "See, you got people all over that listen to us, right? Right? All of them they've been raised a different way. You know what I'm talking about? And they've been taught a different way. You can't make nobody believe what you believe in. It has to come from God to touch their heart. If you saying correct things, if you coming from the book, you know, and that's what I'm believing in, is the book. If you using the holy book and reading from it and teaching, they do not reject you. They reject the book. If you reading for the book and you conveying what you get out the book, See, a lot of people when they teach and preach, they like to, you know, sometimes we just throw scriptures out and keep on running. But no one like to take you to you and just carefully go through it. And then when you go through it, put the gift on them. Put it on them. Don't let it be come from you. Let it be that when they read the word and hear the word, let them apply it to them for their own understanding. But allow me to say this here. That's why God said what he said when he did with John. John's expiration date was already set. God knew how John was going to die before he even knew. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And God knew for everyone that's on, he knew all of our expiration date. I don't care how fast you run, how slow you run, you're going to end this race. And that race gonna end, and when it ends, you need to know where you going. You can't keep on playing with God. You can't keep on tapping into the Spirit of God like we try to do every day, and keep living the same. There should be a change about you. There should be something you say, "I'm not gonna do no more." When we gonna stand for something? When we gonna really stand for something? John stood for something. He called out the man's sin and got put in prison for that. And then the wife had a chance to have opportunity to get her revenge about it. But then she think what she did was so evil, but it hurted the king. He was sorry. And you look at that, that's sorry. But he still went on with it because he had made an oath. Man, that oath don't mean nothing to God because you know what, man? He had committed a sin. And he killed a man, he killed someone that God loved. Don't you know vengeance is coming? Don't you know he got to answer to everything he just did? I really believe this. A lot of folks don't teach this because they don't respect the call. Let me say it again.
Right.
I really believe this, and a lot of people don't respect the call. Can I say this one more time? I really believe this, and a lot of people don't respect the call. The Bible says, "Touch not my anointed, or help me, Holy Spirit, and do my prophet no harm." It's in the book. It's in the book that way. Touch not my anointing. Did you hear what I said? No, let me. Let's go read something a little bit, if y'all don't mind. We ain't gonna read too much of it. We're just gonna get a little bit of it, if y'all don't mind. We're gonna go over here, and then we're just gonna read a scripture, and it says over there, First Chronicles, if you don't mind. First Chronicles. Oh, let the book speak, Holy Spirit. First Chronicles. You know, I love the Bible. I love the Bible so much. You don't even have to put your words in it. All you just read from the scripture. And let the scripture speak to the people. If they don't hear the word of God, because they didn't shine from the word. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's not First Corinthians. First Corona is in the Old Testament. Amen?
Yes.
It's in the Old Testament. And chapter 16. If you're with me, say amen. But I thank God for this one here.
Amen.
Because, and if we see how God's speaking, look what he did. I'm just going to read one verse. He said, "Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm." It's in the book. And we got to believe if God said it, it's so. Every person that died or someone that got hurt, God is taking a record on that. Maybe you might not never assassinate nobody like Herod did John, but boy, when you put your little tongue on one, when you sit there and run one down, man, God is looking at that. You know what? If God calls that person, you don't have to worry about it. You know why I said that? Because God will correct that person. Oh, I know right about it. I really believe in the word. I take heart with the word. And I told one guy, we need to pray for our pastors more. You know what I mean? We need to pray for, so people don't like hear me. I've been really I've been really convicted because people say, well, you using just, if God would, if it wasn't so, why God named the pastor, preacher, deacon? Mm-hmm. He gives them the name. Why people get mad about it? Because somebody says they're a pastor or they're a minister or they're a teacher of God's word and says them titles don't mean nothing. Man, you better watch yourself when you say that, because you can put a curse on yourself. If that wasn't so, why did Jesus lie the man of God to write it in his book that said that he told us, suffer not of you the good children, let them come before me.
Mm-hmm.
And when he put in the word like that, why would you believe in it and you won't believe in when he called? He said, let's be real, Reverend, there ain't number two officers in the church, in the book.
That's right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. And them two officers are the bishop, as better known as the pastor, preacher, and the deacon.
Mm-hmm.
The other, the church, we added that in there. We added in there. Now, that's a good thing because you need clerks. Help me, Holy Spirit. You need
mm-hmm.
someone to help you keep the minutes. And he said, why are you going with over here? God knows that there's somebody struggle with the call. Help me, Holy Spirit. Struggle with the call. And when struggling with the call, don't get mad at the individual. You need to seek some information out so you can understand why God did this or doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Herod didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know what he was doing. Trust me, he didn't. Because if he knew what he was doing, he would have never beheaded him. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
He beheaded him because he wanted to make everybody happy in the house. They got this old saying. That's pretty good in a lot of households. Trust me, a happy wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to let that on there with this. In a happy home. It's pretty good in a lot of households. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But I'm saying this, a happy marriage is a happy home. Happy home.
Yes,
a happy marriage, that means both parties. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Respect each other and love each other. If my wife would have came to me, if my child would have came to me like this and said, well, baby, if you want a car, I'll get you a car. If you want a bracelet, I'll buy you a bracelet. But whatever request you ask me, I'm going to allow you to have it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to allow you to have it. Okay, Dad. And then she go talk to her mama. Mama said, well, tell them to start loving me more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes back, Dad, all I want you to do is start loving Mama more. And then,
mm-hmm.
Who told you this here? Somebody might get on board with me. Who told you this here?
Yeah.
You've been talking to your mama.
Mm-hmm.
So watch this here. When I say this here, man, it be some things going on in people's house. You'd be some very, very surprised. But I love how he did it. He really, tell the truth about it, he really loved John, but he had to hold on to his pride. And so he killed John. He killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of this here because of Jesus. John got beheaded because of Jesus. Because they were looking why this fame was going on, and he wanted to shut this fame up. But John got caught in the midst of it because he didn't told the man he was an adulterer.
Yeah.
So he got put in prison. And while he was in prison, he said, might as well go and finish him off. But I'm telling you right now, I really believe this. I really believe he is right next to the Father and the Son and sin. And the Father looked at him and said, well done, because he was the forerunner. When you hear preachers say, I stand in the shoes of John when I preach the word. I'm teaching you the ways of the sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I'm teaching you to turn from your ways. And then I was looking at that, Reverend. Somebody keep asking about repenting. You know what I'm talking about? Repenting.
Mm-hmm.
You ever just look at the word? I'm going to go somewhere and I'm going to be through with this. You ever went there with lots of repenting. And I keep telling them, you know, we got to turn from it, Reverend. But God gave me this. And I said that to a few fellows the other day. True repentance requires a change of mind, a change of life or behavior. are, look what it said, in a change of heart. We can change our mind and reform our life, but only God, help me, Holy Spirit, can give us a new heart. Can I do it again? True change requires a change of mind, a change of life or behavior, and a change of heart. We can change our mind and reform our life, but only God can give us a new heart. If you ain't heard nothing today, if you struggling with your understanding of trying to walk with God, I'm going to tell you, it's a process. But it's a good process. Don't you know you're going to be able to see the Jehovah?
Mm-hmm.
One scripture said, and I love it, I love this scripture, I preached it a long time ago, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust in, and look what it said, and not be afraid. But the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He is also become my salvation. Isaiah 12:2. That's my scripture there. I can do it all night again. Behold, God is my salvation. I would trust and not be afraid. For the Jehovah. He said, the Lord Jehovah, can I do it again? For the Lord Jehovah is my strength. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In my song, he also become, that's what he said, my salvation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I guess that just sent something through me because I know he loved me. I know he loved me.
You might can't stand me,
but I know he loved me. You might get tired of hearing me do this. We do this Monday through Friday, but I know who loved me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I might be misrepresented, but I know who loved me. You know what? Know why I know he loved me? Because it was Calvary. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, you might follow me with that. It was Calvary, right? That he went up Calvary Hill. My understanding is that he went up there as he was carrying. He's not like a lot of these people go to the jewelry store and put diamonds on and this cross and put it on their neck, and they do so much sin when they have it on their neck. He's not talking about a physical cross. I mean, they looking at it. But he did carry the tree one day up a hill. Help me, Holy Spirit. Called God Mountain, School Mountain, Calvary, and he marched up there, and I remember he had old braided up thorns with 2 inches pressed in his head. Blood was running down his face instead of going up this hill. And one time or another, proud of that, brother, he got 39 lashes every time they hit him. Flesh pulled away from his skin, and he didn't say a mumbling word. That's why when I look at my life, I start looking at how that if we could just have that much strength that he put on Calvary. Don't you know he dwelling with you? And he did what he did, Reverend. He went all the way and allowed people to lay him down on this tree as a cross, that we say. And they put this nail in his hand, left and right, in his feet, Reverend. You know what they did? They put a little tombstone on top of his head. The king of the Jews. They put it in Latin. Oh, help me, Jose. Greek. They put it in Hebrew. So everybody can ride by and see how, look at this, Reverend. They can read it. And I don't know about you. The day they did that, I've been around long enough to know this one here. They lift my Savior up and put him on this hill. And you know what he did? He drew the whole world unto him. He said, if I be lifted up on earth, I will draw all men unto me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Why I say that? Because men are dying because they don't want to release the good taste of their sin. It tastes so good. I can talk about people's anus. I can talk about getting the oral sex. I can talk about messing with kids. I mean, these things are so perverted, and you wonder what's wrong with society. Social media is killing us, and we drive to death. Jesus died for it. Well, I know, right? About it. He died for it. He died for it. It looked pitiful, huh? But you know what? He near homophobia up there. Oh, yes, he did. He near lying up there. You know what else he did? Forgiveness. He nailed it up there. You know what he did? What else he nailed up? He did homeowners up there. He just nailed it all up there. Misunderstanding. Yes, he nailed it up there. You know what he did? Mm-hmm. And he didn't say it. Only thing he said in that clause that would help me so much a lot. He said seven things, but something still got me so much of a lot of them did. If he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yeah.
And we can't give nobody for nothing sometimes. He said, forgive them. And I like this, Reverend. He did something on a Friday. He went in the tomb.
All right.
It was bothering. I'm almost home. You know where I'm going when I do all this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He went in there on a Friday. But I found out, Reverend, he went in and he stayed in there all Saturday.
Thank you, Lord.
Just before he got out the tomb and everything, he took off them dead clothes. He took them off, unwrapped himself, and laid it and folded up neatly. And then they went to look for him. Somebody found out he rose. Did he rise?
Mm-hmm.
On a Sunday, with all power in his hand, you
power.
And I can sit there and echo this thing. I'm going to say it till
Thank
I go
you,
home. You got to take it to the cross. We got to let you know the sacrifice he did. And this ain't no play thing. This is real talk. That he took everything you can mount your mind to do on Calvary and nailed it.
Yeah.
And came out the grave with all power in his hand. All he said, of heaven and earth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He told them to do this now. And he told us to do this here. Go out. And he told us to go out there and teach. And command people to baptize. The folks don't like this one real. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son.
That's right.
In the name
That's
of the
right.
Holy Ghost. They don't like that, Reverend. Baptism is a bad thing for some people. But let me tell you something. It's the best thing ever happened because if you've been taught before you get in the water, you'll know what I'm talking about. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, yeah,
everybody got to go this way. Nicodemus came by night and told him, he said, how can he inherit the kingdom? He told him how he could do this. A man must be born again. Hey, he said, well, how's a man supposed to be born again? He said, do I have to go back in my mother's womb? He said, no. He said, you got to be born by what? The water. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Somebody's been around the word a little bit, know what I'm talking about. Except a man be born by the water and the Spirit. And help me, Holy Spirit. So we leave you with this, with the love of God. John is in a better place. John is a way better place than we are. Yeah, he got beheaded. It sounds terrible. Even we looked at verse 20, when he said it in verse 20, he loved John. He feared John. But he made an oath to his child, and he had to keep it. Which one you really? Now, how did a man say in verse 20, for Herod, fear John, knowing that he was a just man and a holy, and observed him, and when he heard him, he did many things, and he heard him glad. Now, I'm telling you something, man. When you hear that reading now, and this man fear him, and he's seen that. See, they you got to understand something. You're gonna get ostracized, talked about, stepped on, called you too much holy, you've been on it too long. You're going to be everything. So a lot of people, but let me tell you something. Be guilty of doing that right there. If you get to doing that, it'll pay off. I'm telling you, after a while,
Amen.
It will pay off after a while because be encouraged. Again, my little scripture again. Can I do it one more time? Can I do it? Let me do it for the sake of the reader. Verse 1, in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou was angry with me, thy anger turned away. Help me, Holy Spirit, that thou comforts me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be fear. That's what it says, not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah, I like this again. For the Lord Jehovah, can I do it one more time? For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my soul.
Yes.
He also become my salvation.
That's right.
I'm going to leave it right there to tell you today, if you don't get nothing out today, trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. In mm-hmm. all your ways, you better believe me. He's there helping you do it. You don't know everything, and I don't know everything, but I do know one thing, that he's my Lord and Savior. You can't take that from me. You can talk about me all you want to. Yes, you can talk about my speech impediment and everything, but I love the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I kind of joy to know he's good. I kind of joy that he's my all in all. I kind of joy that he's my everything. I kind of joy that he set me and changing me as I speak. Right now as I speak. Might not do a lot of things in life, but I've learned in my short time of living, God is a late waker. God comes mm-hmm. to us in a way that you never, ever imagine. He would have, see, sometimes God had to go come to us. Some people can sidetrack this thing, Brother Reverend. They can do that mm-hmm. and be good about that, Reverend. You hear me?
Yeah.
But when you really sold out, help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
When you truly sold out from the Lord, you will not remain the same. You take the circumstances of life. You move through the life, and you move carefully because you know that the Creator has the last say on everything. You don't take no sorrow and take it and make it bigger than God. You look at your mm-hmm. circumstances and say, and you give it to God. God, give me strength. God, mm-hmm. show me love. John the Baptist didn't have a chance to do that when he got beheaded. But he did it in his vault. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
He did it in his vault. He did it in his vault, my brothers and sisters. It ain't all about your lips, sir. It's how you stand before the people with God. See, you at your strongest point is your name. Because trust me, it takes prayer to do this thing. It takes prayer. And I'm gonna shut up about that. Say this now. God, patience that man don't even have. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God have patience that a lot of men can't even tap into. Why you won't just give it to him? Why you stay up all night long and he up? He said he need to sleep or something. He said, give it to me. Cash cares about me because I care. John spoke to that man about him being with his other brother's wife. He committed his adultery, man. What's wrong with this brother? And look what happened to him. Put him in jail. Didn't get him beheaded. I'm being redundant for a reason. You know why? Because you might get put in the prison, in the spiritual prison thing. Did you want to be released out of that?
No.
What you saying? Only you can get released if you let God have it and quit worrying about
it. That's it.
Somebody said, you can say that. You know, I'm not telling you. I'm going to tell you one. If anybody preaching and teaching like we do, we have trials, brothers and sisters. We have tribulation. Oh, we go through some stuff. You know, so we're in our life now, we don't let it be bigger than God. Oh, help me. We stop and say, Father, I know you able. I ain't saying it because I heard it from John. I'm saying it because I know you able. And thank you for your love. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, have your way.
Mm-hmm. Have your way.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. And we thank you. We always solicit. I know my brother, if it's God's will for him to say something, we always solicit this to you. Let you know that God is able. You know, God is in the blessing business. Reverend, I just got this the text from our Amy, our sister. You know, fake family. That's what it says now.
Come on now.
A false front believes in a true faith. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look how it reads, It says, God see our way and knows our heart. For him, we cannot hide. He said, external righteousness can't save. He said, for he knows what's inside. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me do that again. For God see our ways and know our heart. For him we cannot hide. External righteousness can't save, for he knows what's inside. The hypocritical relationship with Christ will, this is me now, will get exposed. It will get exposed.
Yes.
You can talk lip service all you want to. So you've been around a person long enough, the truth gonna come out. I don't care if it might be 10 years from now, 20 years from now. God is not gonna let his children get hurt like that. He's gonna let us see it. And we had to chip it up and hold it in like we need to do. He said, I got to meet this. Here. He said, well, we look like good Christians on the outside because we go to church and faithful and follow some rules and look at that and use the upright words. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We say we love Jesus, but our heart may be far from him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God wants us to be real. God wants us to be real. Quit being a fake family member. Can you get that with me?
That's all right.
I love this. When I think about how he put us in perspective, don't you know a lot of people don't really know how to fake it and make it? They know how to make it look like they're so holy, sound like they're so holy. And when that pressure put that on them, man, here they go. Chipmunk. Chipmunk chatters. Just coming out with them on you today. Faith is the best antidote for fear. Faith is the best antidote for fear. Help me, Holy Spirit. If that's saying something, faith is the best antidote. Remember I told you the other day, yesterday, real, Tylenol, some of the stuff we get, Tylenol can't fix. Over-the-counter medicine can't fix. You got to take this to the Lord. You can sit on Dr. Phil's couch, Oprah's couch, all these celebrity couch, and tell them all your story. But what's going to release you is when you turn it over to the Lord. Yes.
Yeah.
Because the faith is the best antidote for fear. So when you put your fear before the faith, that's when you let the antidote not be of God. Because now you didn't take the circumstances and allow it to be bigger than God. I love that there. Because when we add that to that realm, we add that a little more to that. He wants us to come to him with all our business. He said, cast your cares about me because I care. So if you believe. Now, one day we read a lesson, right? I'm almost home. One day we read a lesson, right? I don't know if you remember. We read a lesson when Jesus was in the bottom of the ship.
Yeah.
We read that. And the storm came up. We read that. And there was so much in fear. These people know how to navigate through all the storm. But this one storm they couldn't navigate through. But what I love, even though they didn't have enough faith like Jesus did, but they had enough faith to go get him, though. Help me, Holy Spirit. They had enough faith to go get him. Did they go get him, brother? They went and picked him out of them, and they went and got him.
Yes, sir.
You know, so I thank God for that, that faith that they did have. You know, we always say that Jesus said, those were who were little faith, but they had a faith, and he had to process that faith. That's why he kept teaching them and teaching them and showing them that they're going to have faith. So the antidote for fear is faith. No worries. Mm-hmm. No worries. I'm almost through, y'all. We don't need to fear the storm with Jesus. Look at this. Jesus as our anchor. We do not need to fear the storm when Jesus is our anchor. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. I didn't read this before. I didn't see this before I made that statement a while ago. But this is the same thing. You see how the Holy Spirit is?
Great.
Same passage. Look at this. One of the storms encountered today is a result of a tragedy, accident, or loss of employment, or some, like I said, other trial, we can be confident that all is not lost. Pilate can handle the storm. He will get us home. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Did you hear that?
That's right.
Let me see. Whether the storm we encounter today is a result of our tragedy accident, of loss of employment, or some other trial, we can be confident that all is not lost. Our pilot can handle the storm, and he will get us home. I told you, I didn't even, before I'm over moving down the little text you're giving us, I didn't read that, and we just talked about
Praise the Lord.
If you're going to do something today, you know what I'm saying? If something's going that you can't even handle it, because I know there's a lot of days like that. But don't you know, if you put it in Jesus' hand, the old simple Zion, he got, but you know, he want everybody to get on board. Because the one record, it has landed many thousands. So I'll tell you about it. King Jesus is the captain. If you get on this ship, you don't have to, it's going to hurt sometimes. And a lot of times it's going to hurt more than you can stand. But let me tell you something. Don't give up. Don't give up. The kingdom of God is at hand. Don't give up. Somebody said, you can say that. You don't know my story. You don't know what I'm going through. I probably go through much as more than everybody goes, but I don't publicize my pain. So you know why? Because the adversary will use that against us. You have to watch that. I take all mine to prayer. I take it to prayer. He feasts off of us, our weakness. Oh, help me. He feasts off our weakness so he can use it against us. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm going to leave you with this one here when I say this here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever, now watch it, believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I know it sounds good. You didn't hear some of that. But did you hear what I said? Did you believe in him? That's what it's about. Salvation. Don't let everything around you move you from well, I'm all right with my salvation, but God don't want you worried. He don't want you worried. He wants you to lean to him, and sometimes he might be trying to tell us to let go. We won't let it go. Help me, Holy Spirit.
All right. That's right.
He might be telling us to let it go, brother. You know. And I'm a firm believer. My little scripture, I always like to, that you got to be understanding to receive what God has for you. If you don't want it, don't ask for it.
All right.
If you don't want it, do not ask for God, because he going to give you the heart needs, not the flesh, but the heart. So thank you for the word. Thank you for all that went forth. And I did, if it was anything was said that misunderstood, we can go back over it. We thank you, Aunt Martha, Martha, Sister Martha. Watch this here. And we love you. You can't do nothing about it. We thank you for everyone. I'm still even listening. We ask you, Father God, for prayer over them and cover them. And we always ask you can hit the one button, wave your hand. If you need prayer, we'll do that. We got Reverend. I know Reverend want to input on some things. We got the doors always open for people to express their love. And we just thank God for the Holy Spirit, and it's now open all the way. You know, I'm a church guy going now, you know, and I love God. But when the Holy Spirit is flowing, that's why, you know, we can talk an hour, 2 hours, you know what I'm saying? That's why we can fellowship as long as we can, because the love of Christ we have, you know what I'm talking about? And you'd be surprised how much it takes to sit down daily like we do. But just keep us in prayer that we always do
thank
God
you, Lord.
And follow God. May God will
thank
be done,
you, Lord.
Not ours. We love you, and thank you can't do nothing about it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Oh, I thank God. I thank God for another beautiful lesson. I thank God he carefully fed us this morning. You know, a mother carefully feeds her children when they are young. Hallelujah. that they may grow. But as she, as they grow, the feeding methods get a little different. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God how he so blessed us this morning to allow our brother here to take us through the word. We thank God. I'll say it again, that it is a blessing that we can assemble together and reason in his word. And reason in his word, and for him to allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in among us and unfold things and bless hearts and give hearts strength. I never take God for granted. I count that as a privilege, even a blessing, every time he allows it to be. We should be ever mindful to give God the praise. One thing about it, when you thank him in everything, the good, the bad, the blessing, lessons, and even the Lord have mercy lessons. Some of the lessons you have to receive in faith as God takes your heart and do what he wants to do with it. Thank God. I tell you, I'm thankful this morning. I have even been blessed with more strength, you know, more understanding, more wisdom, more knowledge. Oh, and we thank God for what he has done, what he has already done, what he's doing right now, and what he's going to do. We believe that this didn't fall on deaf ears, but a seed, many seeds been planted over and over again, and allow us to take this word even beyond and take it forth and let it do what it is meant to be done with it. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, for your kindness, oh, for your counsel, your mighty counsel that you've given unto us. Bless us to continue to be, just what you would have us to be, Father. And thank you for, never giving up on us, but having patience with us as you continue to teach us that way in Jesus' name. I want to tell everyone that I do love them. We thank you. All those that set aside to hear from the Lord. And even the message and the messenger love him as well. We thank him for sacrifice that he's making. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, God sees it, the sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I'm saying one more time, the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we see all things that God is doing. But for someone to do this on this order, cause not to be lifted up, but because they love God in such a way, just like Jesus gave his whole self. Oh, he blesses those that will truly follow, give their all, that they may be used for him in Jesus' name. Again, we say we love you. We thank God for you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm. If it's not anybody else, we can pray and we can allow God to bless us through this rest of the day. If it's not anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Mhm. Mhm. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Jim.
Oh yeah. Sometimes that's all you need to say is hallelujah. It's gonna be all right.
God bless you, brother.
Mhm. Mhm. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Ooh. Brother Mikey. Brother Mike, sometimes when God do things, he does it in a way that he has to sometimes make us be still on some things. You know, and his purpose
His purpose for us is us to stand on His principles. You know, sometimes when you stand on God's principle, you might have to walk alone. But I'm gonna tell you this here with love, that you're never alone when you got God. You're never alone. Because I believe in the book. He said, if He be for you, all help me hold still. It's just you and Him. Just you and Him. It's just He be for you. If He's more than the world, it can't be against you. And He also told you more than conquerors. He also told us that. We more than conquerors.
Come on.
Not just because we did something, because of history. You know what I'm talking about? We can make it, man. We can make it because of Him. Just because you just open your Bible, Mike. I don't know what Bible, Mike. You don't mind if I go here for a minute? I got to go to my favorite scripture. You don't mind one of my favorite scriptures? You might see some of y'all can pull it right off the muscle. You know what I'm talking about? But I just love to read it sometimes, just to encourage myself, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? I just love this here. Hold on, watch this here. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation or distress? Persecution, famine, or nakedness? A pearl or sword? As it is written, for thou sake, help me hold it. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. We are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Watch this, brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little crazy on this one here. He said, but nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loves us. Well, watch this here. Now, this is what we got a part to play here. He said, for I am persuaded. I hope you got on board. He said, for I persuaded that neither death or help me hold nor life, that's what he said.
Come on.
No angels, no principality, no power. Now watch this here. Not things present, help me hold spirit. Watch this here. Not things to come, no heights, no depth, no any other creature. That's what he said. Should be able to separate us from the love of God. Now watch this here, which is Christ Jesus, our Lord. So I'm reminded of something, and it's a little statement that I don't take it too lightly. I'm reminded of something, that God will meet you anywhere. Help me, Holy Spirit. Anywhere. Nowhere that you can go that God can't meet you. That didn't work, did it, Brother Mike? Did that work for you, Brother Mike? That didn't work for you, did it? Let's go to the summit, because you should have never came over here, man. I was through, man. Can we go to the summit for a minute, man? Let's go to the summit.
Mm-hmm.
Can we press over there a little bit? Just a little bit. I ain't going to hold you long, man. Just tell me no. Please tell me no.
I ain't got nothing but time.
look what he said, Brother Mike. He said, where shall I go from thy spirit? Where shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, there are there. This is the Holy Spirit here, brother. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, help me, Holy Spirit. I got to get out of here, y'all. And dwell in the utmost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
In thy right hand shall hold me. If I see it, what he said, the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hide not from thee, but the night shall shine as day, and the darkness and light above all a light to thee. For thou hast possessed the remnant of thou, covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I fearful and wonderful made marvelous at thy works. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That thou may my soul know to righteous. I'm going to leave you there with that one. Now, like I told you, my brother, sister, whoever listened to me as well, be encouraged that God is not going to be mocked. He's not going to be marked. They can put their fist at them every time, but when you know the Lord, in the pardon of your sin. Man, you look at this thing different now, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it different now. And we need brothers and sisters to be encouraged, to knowing that the terror of the Lord, he there, though. Because he reigns on the just alike. That's a name. We got an answer for our sin. We got an answer for that.
Well,
people don't believe it. We got an answer for them sin, we do. I'm talking all of us.
That's right.
Where we at? God will meet you there, but also he will correct you there, too. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
He will correct you. Search me, O Lord. Watch it when you say that. Because he will search you.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to say this again, but Mike and anybody else that can hear about some of my boy, that God loves us more than we love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I believe that.
So when he loves us that much, just give it to him. Take it to the throne and leave it. Leave it. Watch the salvation of the Lord. Hey, and watch the salvation of the Lord. Hey, and watch the salvation of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my mother told me. She said, boy, I didn't know what she was talking about when she told me. She said, stand still, boy. Stand back and watch the salvation of the Lord. I said, what's she talking about? But one day I had to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad about it now. Didn't understand it then, but I understand it now. I'm glad about it now.
Come on.
I'm glad about that one now. I can take that home with me now. And I mean truly home. I'm talking about in his presence. I can take this all the way home. Because mama said it.
Mama.
Yeah, leave me there alone, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be just turn this thing down a little bit. But thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
sir. Ooh, I feel some kind of way. Even though it's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, Monday. We look at Monday like it's a terrible day. we didn't spoke on Monday like it's a really terrible day. But let me tell you something. In God's eyes, just like one day is 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Out of time.
You know. Yes, man. It's hope. Where you hope at? I thank you, man. I thank everybody, man. Mike, you got something you want to present? You good?
Yeah, man. I'm good. I'm just sit back. And sometimes it's good to sit back and listen to the word preached, you know? And I'd
God bless
always
you,
be the one that give it, you know? And I tell people, and, you know, I'm a firm believer in this, bro. You know, our spirit, we are one in the spirit. And sometimes, you know, when you're going through, you know, you don't have to talk sometimes. Sometimes you just need to hear from somebody else.
God bless you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hear somebody else witness that been going through and hear their faith. Because, you know, life is hard
God
sometimes.
Bless you, man.
I ain't going to sit up and tell you that it ain't. Experience and journey that I've been on is, the last couple months been kind of laid heavy on me, but you know, I know where my faith and my trust is in Jesus Christ. So
There you go.
You just have to weather it, man. That's
mm-hmm.
You know he's going to bring you out on the end. But you just, when you're going through sometimes, you know, you lose sight. You can't lose sight of Christ, but sometimes we get so, like they say, we're in the work that we kind of get complacent.
There you go.
Get weary. I ain't going to sit and tell nobody that you don't get weary, because you do.
Yes, you do.
You just have to hang in there and lean on the people that God put in your life and lean on the Holy Spirit to help motivate you to the other end.
Amen.
God bless you, bro.
Because it's hard. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, but you gotta keep the trust. Keep the faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
God bless you, brother.
I tell anybody, it's
really
hard.
Mm-hmm. God bless you, brother.
And sometimes it takes everything in you to do it.
I know you're right about it.
But just know that Jesus is there, regardless of what you're going through.
Don't lose your faith.
Faith not given to the swift or the strong, but the one that endure and hold on. You gonna have to walk this walk. You can't just talk. But like my favorite saying, the Book of James say, "Count it all joy when you come through diverse trials and tribulations, because that's for the working of your faith." Sometimes tears in your eyes, you still gotta count it all joy.
Come on, brother.
Sound impossible, but nothing is impossible with God. Remember it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything too hard? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, brother. Well, we're gonna pray, man, and we're gonna. If no one else want to say something, you know, we thank you, Brother Mike. You know, we always, you know, you call, you know, we always try our best to answer, you know. But I tell you this here, man, you already know the story, you know, and you know that, and you know the same, and I know. It just like you say, sometimes you just want to be encouraged. Sometimes
walk it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
gotta walk it out.
Yeah.
And walking in it.
I learned something.
Walking it out sometimes, it's painful sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Things that you don't expect happen, you know?
Yes, sir.
But, hey, you know the end result.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's gonna be all right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's all right. Thank God, man. Thank God. Thank you for the day.
God,
thank you for the
day. To trust in him.
Always.
Trust in him.
Yeah.
And lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways, and the Lord shall direct your path.
Yes, sir. It's in the book. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. It's all right.
If it's God's will, watch this here. If it's God's will, one of y'all can pray, not pray us out, but pray us for this day, you know, because I really believe we need prayer, you know.
Yes, sir.
My Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we need you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, our Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our heart. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy, your abundance of mercy and grace that you allowed it unto us. Even in this day that you allowed us to see this day, Father God. So we laid down last night hoping and expecting, Father God, laid down in faith. You turned that faith into sight, into reality. We said, thank you, Lord. So, Father God, our hearts are over flooded with joy for your goodness that you've shown towards us, for the strength that you've given to us, even in someone say such a time like these, even in some heaven. Hardships, hard trials.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Father, you are the one that gives comfort to the heart that's looking for understanding. And in this hour, Father God, we ask you, give, and cover in the name of Jesus, Father God. We know that you're a heart fixer. Many times you have fixed hearts, Father God, that people just don't understand. but the one that's standing all of your wonderful mercy and your grace, and we're ever mindful as we lift our hands to you, who said, for what you have already done. We claim it in faith. We thank you, in the name of Jesus, what you have already made a work in us, Father God. You allowed us we sometimes don't understand, Father God, but we look unto you that have all the understanding, and you know what we need, hallelujah, to get us to where we need to be for you. So we say thank you for our trials, even our tribulations. But we know when the wind blows, our anchor is in you. Our hope is in you, Father. So we thank you, Father, in the midst of, oh, hallelujah, we say we love you. In the midst of it, we say we love you. In the midst of it, we say to one another and to ourselves, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We love you. We realize even in this, you're showing your love to us, Father God. Even in the, some say tough times, oh, some say rough times, but we count it all glory, Father God. We realize if we suffer with you, we'll reign with you. We realize this, Father. So we thank you, Father. Thank you for the storm. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for the storm, because we know in every storm, you're there with us. We're not in it by ourselves, Father. So we thank you for the hills. Oh, and we thank you even for the valleys. Oh, Father, we thank you for the, this path you're allowing our feet to walk, Father. But we know we know that you will help us. We will help us. You know that we know that you've given unto us in our hope, in our faith, that there is a brighter side. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the vision, even through our faith. I want to tell you, we love you. Thank you for this word that you allow our hearts to receive this day, Father. You've given us this day our daily bread, our nourishment that we need, that we need, that we need, we need, and what we need is more of you, more of us, more understanding that we may please you, Father God, more understanding that we may walk the way that you would have us to walk, more understanding, Father God, that we may say the things that you want said, Father God, not so much of our own, but what you want, Father God. We want what you want for our lives. Oh, Father, and our mind is ever grateful. Our hearts are so thankful. Our soul is standing all of you, Father. For we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing for us. Hallelujah. And we thank you for what you're going to do, Father God. For we know with every storm, there's a bright sunshine, Father God. Oh, so we thank you. We thank you for every trial and tribulation. There is yet strength even in that, Father God. For you sometimes you break us down that you might build us up, Father God. Also, sometimes you have to put us on the wheel to remove some things, oh, Father God, that is displeasing in thy sight in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. But when we come through, we pray that we come through as pure gold, hallelujah, a vessel that is ready for your usage in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your counsel. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, we ask you continue to bless those, Father God, that have set aside to want to be more pleasing in thy sight, Father God. Continue to give us strength, Father God, to keep on walking this walk, to teach, to preach, to witness, Father God, to carry your word. Oh, Father God, let it go out abroad, and let this little light that you've given us, bless us to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine for you. In Jesus' name, again, we thank you for the message, the messenger. Oh, all the prayers that went forth. Oh, Father, the hearts that will take this word and receive it, we thank you for that, Father God, and give us strength to carry it. Give us strength to carry it in Jesus' name. Again, we have blessings upon our Amy. Thank you for her, our sister Martha. Thank you for her. Keep on giving her the things that she needs. Oh, you know the special need of us all. Mm-hmm. With these and other blessings we ask in the name. Oh, hallelujah, that is above every name. The name where men shall bow, hallelujah, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
ever sing a good old song. That'll get me in the spirit. Is that all right? Somebody knows this song. It says, Jesus,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He did the cross.
The cross.
Yeah,
yeah.
That. Let's have touch tonight.
My Lord. My